الشمس وطنك
أيوة.
واضح؟
نعم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. فمن نعم الله الجليلة العظيمة ونعم الله لا تعد ولا تحصى نعمة مواسم الخيرات، فإن الله عز وجل قد حبى هذه الأمة بخيرات بمواسم تضاعف فيها الحسنات وتكفر فيها السيئات وتقال فيها العثرات، تفتح فيها أبواب الجنان وتغلق فيها أبواب النيران، وتصفد فيها الشياطين فلا تخلص إلى الناس. ومن هذه المواسم ومن أجلها وأعظمها شهر رمضان، شهر القرآن، شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. أنزل الله هذا القرآن من اللوح المحفوظ إلى بيت العزة في ليلة القدر، ثم أخذ هذا القرآن يتنزل على قلب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حسب الوقائع والأحداث على مدار 23 سنة، حتى تربت الأمة على القرآن وتهذبت نفوسها بأخلاق القرآن. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يبشر أصحابه بقدوم شهر رمضان، فهو صلى الله عليه وسلم الذي سن هذه السنة المباركة، فكان يقول لهم: قد جاءكم شهر رمضان، شهر مبارك كتب الله عليكم صيامه، فيه تفتح أبواب الجنان وتغلق فيه أبواب الجحيم، وتغل فيه الشياطين أي تصفد وتربط، فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر، من حرم خيرها فقد حرم، يعني ليلة القدر. وفي حديث آخر أتاكم رمضان سيد الشهور، فكيف لا يفرح المؤمن بقدوم هذا الضيف العزيز الذي تشرب الأعناق لمراقبة هلاله، وتفرح القلوب المؤمنة بمقدمه، فهو زائر عزيز وضيف كريم. قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون. كان صلى الله عليه وسلم يدعو ربه: اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. وكان السلف رضي الله عنهم يبتهجون في شهر رمضان، بل كانوا يدعون ربهم 6 أشهر أن يبلغهم رمضان، ويدعون ربهم 6 أشهر بعد انقضاء رمضان أن يتقبل منهم رمضان. فهذا شهر الخيرات والبركات والنفحات. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن لربكم من أيام دهركم نفحات فتعرضوا لها. إن لربكم في أيام دهركم نفحات فتعرضوا لها تستجاب فيه الدعوات، ولا تكاد دعوة الصائم ترد، بل قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: 3 لا ترد دعوتهم: الإمام العادل والمظلوم والصائم. ينادي فيه منادي من السماء: يا باغي الخير أقبل، ويا باغي الشر أقصر. يا من تريد الخير هذه فرصتك، يا من تخشى الشر هذه فرصتك أن تتقي الشر، لأن الشياطين مصفدة. تنال بالصيام تقوى الله، من أعظم أسباب نيل تقوى الله الصيام، لأنه يضيق مجاري الشيطان، لأن الشيطان يجري من ابن آدم مجرى الدم، فبالصيام يضعف نفوذه وتقل معاصي العبد، ويشعر الغني مع الفقير حينما يصوم وحينما يلسعه الجوع، فيدعوه ذلك إلى العفو والشفقة على الفقير، وإلى مواساته والإحسان إليه. وهذا كله من خصال التقوى. قال الله تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. فقال سبحانه: لعلكم تتقون، فدل على أن الصيام تزكى فيه النفوس وتهذب فيه الأخلاق ويقوى به الإيمان، كما أن الحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة، ومن حج فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه، كذلك الصيام. ولهذا قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: ليس الصيام عن الطعام والشراب، وإنما الصيام عن اللغو والرفث. ومن هنا قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا كان يوم صوم أحدكم فلا يرفث ولا يصخب، فإن سبه أحد أو شاتم فليقل إني صائم. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. إن الله غني عمن صام عن الطعام والشراب ولم يصم عما حرم الله. إن الذي فرض عليك أن تصوم عن المفطرات من طعام وشراب وشهوة فرض عليك أن تصوم عما حرم الله من غيبة ونميمة ووقيعة ولغو ورفث ورفث ومن كل ما يسخط الله سبحانه وتعالى. فإذا كان يوم صومك فلتصم عيناك عما حرم الله عن النظر إلى ما حرم الله، وليصم لسانك عن الكلام الحرام، عن قول الزور وعن الغيبة والنميمة، وليصم سمعك عما حرم الله عن استماع الأغاني واستماع قول الزور، ولتصم يداك عن بطش الحرام، ولتصم رجلاك عن السعي إلى الحرام، وليصم جسدك عن كل ما يخالف شرع الله لتكن عبدا ربانيا يراك الله حيث أمرك ولا يراك حيث نهاك. وقد كان السلف الصالح يتسابقون إلى الخيرات عملا بقوله تعالى فاستبقوا الخيرات في رمضان وفي غير رمضان، وأكثر ما يكونون تسابقا في رمضان. سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابه يوما وفيهم كبار الصحابة وعلى رأسهم الصديق، من أصبح منكم اليوم صائما؟ قال أبو بكر أنا يا رسول الله. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من اتبع منكم اليوم جنازة؟ قال أبو بكر الصديق أنا يا رسول الله. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من عاد منكم اليوم مريضا؟ قال أبو بكر الصديق أنا يا رسول الله. قال فمن أطعم منكم اليوم مسكينا؟ قال أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه أنا يا رسول الله. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما اجتمعنا في امرئ إلا دخل من أبواب الجنة الثمانية كيف شاء. يعني إذا اجتمعت هذه الخصال الموجبة للجنة في رجل فإن الله يخيره ما شاء أن يدخل من أي باب شاء من أبواب الجنة الثمان. يا له من فضل عظيم. ودل هذا الحديث على اجتماع الفضائل كلها في أبي بكر الصديق وعلى استباقه للخيرات. فهذا مثال لتفوقه على الصحابة رضي الله عنهم الطاعات والقربات. وكل ميسر لما خلق له. كان الصحابة رضي الله عنهم يستفيدون من شهر رمضان ويستغلونه أحسن استغلال. لم يفهموا شهر رمضان شهر طعام وشراب ولهو ونوم وخمول وكسل، بل كان شهر رمضان شهر جهاد وتضحية وفداء، شهر قيام وصيام، شهر صدقة وإطعام، شهر تلاوة للقرآن. كان جبريل يأتي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في رمضان يدارسه القرآن. وفي العام الذي قبض فيه أتاه مرتين لمدارسة القرآن. كان صلى الله عليه وسلم يقوم حتى تتفطر قدماه، وهو الذي قد غفر الله له ما تقدم من ذنبه. كان صلى الله عليه وسلم يقوم بالمئين في الآية في الركعة الواحدة، يعني بمئتي آية نحو سورة آل عمران. كان الصحابة رضي الله عنهم يقومون قياما طويلا، حتى أنهم كانوا من طول القيام يعتمدون على العصي، وكانوا يقومون إلى قبيل الفجر حتى أنهم كانوا يخشون فوات الفلاح أي السحور. فأين نحن أيها الإخوة من السلف الصالح ومن عبادة الصحابة؟ أين نحن من كرمهم وجودهم وسخائهم وعطائهم؟ أين نحن من إطعامهم للطعام؟ قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إن في الجنة غرفا يرى ظاهرها من باطنها وباطنها من ظاهرها. قيل: لمن هي يا رسول الله؟ قال: هي لمن أطعم الطعام، لمن ألان الكلام وأفشى السلام وأطعم الطعام وواصل الصيام. ورمضان يحل في ديارنا بعد يومين أو ثلاثة، فماذا أعددنا لشهر الصيام؟ وماذا أعددنا من قربات وطاعات في هذا الشهر المبارك؟ كان الصحابة رضي الله عنهم يقلون الطعام في رمضان ونحن نكثر من الطعام والشراب. كان الصحابة يقلون النوم في رمضان ونحن نكثر من النوم في رمضان. كان الصحابة يشتغلون بذكر الله وطاعته، وأكثرنا يشتغل باللهو والعبث وقول الزور والغيبة والنميمة. جعل الله جل جلاله شهر رمضان ميدان سباق إلى الخير. والأعمال التي تتأكد في رمضان صيامه، فقد كتب الله صيامه وندب الأمة إلى قيامه. تلاوة القرآن فيه متأكدة متعينة، فهو شهر الصيام، وهو شهر نزول القرآن. لهذا كان كثير من السلف لا يحدثون ولا يدرسون في رمضان، ويشتغلون بتلاوة القرآن. وكان من أولئك مالك والشافعي والأوزاعي وغيرهم، وكانوا يقولون: شهر رمضان شهر القرآن، وكانوا يتسابقون في تلاوة القرآن. فهذا يختمه في يوم، في ليلة، وهذا يختمه في ثلاث، وهذا يختمه في خمس، وهذا يختمه في عشر، وهكذا. ولتلاوة القرآن في شهر رمضان طعم خاص ومزية خاصة. كانوا رضي الله عنهم يلتمسون العمرة في رمضان، أخذا من قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ترغيبا من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لهم بقوله: عمرة في رمضان تعدل حجة. وفي رواية: حج معي. كان صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا صلى الغداء يعني الفجر جلس في مصلاه يذكر الله حتى تطلع الشمس حسناء، ثم صلى ركعتين، ثم كان يقول: كانت له كأجر حجة وعمرة تامة تامة. فكيف بمن أوقع ذلك في رمضان؟ كان صلى الله عليه وسلم يأمر بإطعام الطعام وتفطير الصائمين. من فطر صائما فله مثل أجره، لا ينقص من أجره شيئا، لا ينقص من أجر الصائم شيئا. كان صلى الله عليه وسلم يعتكف في رمضان، واعتكف في العام الذي قبض فيه 20 يوما، وكان لا يعتكف إلا صائما. واعتكف وأذن لنسائه. قال الله تعالى: ولا تباشروهن وأنتم عاكفون في المساجد، وهي خلوة شرعية بخلاف خلوات الصوفية التي لا تكون في المساجد، وإنما تكون في السراديب وتحت الأرض، حيث يختلي بهم الشيطان ويلبس عليهم. لابد إخواني من ترويض الجوارح والجسم على ما عودته اعتاد. قال أحد السلف وهو سليمان بن طرخان التيمي: إن العين إذا عودتها النوم اعتادت، وإذا عودتها السهر اعتادت. قال العلامة عبد الرحمن السعدي رحمه الله: وما السبب الأكبر لليل المطالب المتنوعة؟ وكان من دعاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم إني أسألك الثبات في الأمر والعزيمة في الرشد، لأن بالأمرين يحصل الكمال للعبد. وليحذر المسلم من الصوارف التي تصده عن طاعة الله، وكثير منها يرجع إلى التوسع في المباحات والفضول من كل شيء. ولهذا قال ابن القيم الجوزية رحمه الله: وأكثر المعاصي إنما تولدها أو تتولد من فضول الكلام وفضول النظر، وهما أوسع مداخل الشيطان. وإن البطن إذا امتلأ لم يبق فيه إرادة للطعام. وأما العين واللسان فلو ترك لم يفترى من النطق والكلام، فجنايتهما متسعة الأطراف، كثيرة الشعب، عظيمة الآفات. الصوم شهر رمضان أيها الإخوة مدرسة أخلاق ومدرسة إخلاص. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان كان الاحتساب غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. وقال: ومن قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. ولهذا لما كان شهر رمضان هو شهر الصبر، وكان أجر الصابرين لا يقدر قدره إلا الله، قال الله تعالى في الحديث القدسي: كل عمل ابن آدم له الحسنة بعشر أمثالها إلى 700 ضعف. قال الله تعالى: إلا الإحسان فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به، يدع طعامه وشهوته من أجلي. فأجر الصائم لا يقدر قدره إلا الله، ولا يعلم الله، ولهذا لا يستطيعه ولا يعرفه ملك مقرب ولا نبي مرسل. وللصائم يوم القيامة بابا يقال له الريان، يدخل منه الصائمون، فإذا دخلوا أغلق دونهم، يقال: أين الصائمون؟ فيشرئبون بأعناقهم، فيفتح لهم هذا الباب، ومن دخله لا يظمأ أبدا. وبأسماء الحسنى نتوسل أن يبلغنا رمضان، وأن يعيننا على صيامه وقيامه وتلاوة القرآن فيه وحسن العمل فيه، وأن يعتق رقابنا من النار، أن يرحمنا ويغفر لنا، وأن يجعلنا من عتقائه في شهر رمضان، إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وآله وسلم. ونعتذر لأنه باقي 5 دقائق لمحاضرة إخواننا من شيكاغو، وجزاكم الله خير.
بارك الله فيك شيخنا، أحسن الله إليك.
جزاكم الله، معذرة إليكم لأن الإخوة ينتظرون الآن.
جزاك الله خير شيخنا، نترجم بعد أن يعني تغلق الخط.
نسأل الله أن يتقبل منا ومنكم.
أمين وإياكم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
عليكم السلام.
You have 9.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الشيخ حفظه الله began with خطبة الحاجة. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praise Him and send the salutations and peace upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. All you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared, and do not die except as Muslimin. All you people, fear Allah that has created you from one single soul, and from it He has created many men and women. And fear Allah whom you seek your mutual rights through, for Allah is ever watching over you. For you who believe, fear Allah and say that, say only a straight, just, and firm word. Whoever fears Allah, whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, has attained a great victory. And so it proceeds, that the best of speech is the speech of Allah, and the best of guidance is the guidance of His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The worst affairs are newly invented affairs, and every newly invented affair is an innovation, and every innovation is a misguidance, and every misguidance is in the hellfire. And thus it proceeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought forth for us times of blessings, and He has put forth days that are great in every single year. And the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be counted, nor brought to, yani they cannot be brought to account due to their numerousness. And the seasons of al-khayr, of goodness and blessings, are many. And from them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Ramadan of these seasons. And upon this the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought for you in your dahr, in your year, or your time, certain times of goodness. We call them nafahat. These are times, basically you would use it when the wind blows, a nice wind comes by, or something like this. But it is a time of blessing, so take advantage of these times. And like we said, the Messenger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has made Ramadan a time of blessing for the people. In it, the blessings, or the reward multiplied. In it is an opportunity to attain the hasanat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this time, He opens a door. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He opens a door of Jannah, the doors of Jannah, closes the doors of the hellfire. He ties down the shayateen that they may not attain what they want from the people. And in this month, the month of Ramadan, the Quran has been revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which means, Shahr Ramadan, the month of Ramadan that the Quran has been revealed in it is decisiveness and guidance for the people that they may see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the Quran in the month of Ramadan, and upon the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it continued to come down for 23 years, that the people may attain from it that which strengthens their iman and purifies their souls and brings them closer to their Lord. As the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to say to his companions before the month of Ramadan was coming in preparing them to do so. And thus it was his sunnah, alayhi salatu wassalam. Upon you a month has come, a blessed month, the month of Ramadan. The doors of Jannah are open and the doors of hellfire are closed. And the shayateen, the devils, are locked down. In this month, for Allah, is one day worth 1,000 months. That is the day, the day that the Quran was revealed in, Laylatul Qadr. The Shaykh explained, and whoever does not attain the goodness of this month, then he is al-mahroom. He is the one that is truly prohibited from goodness. As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, so how is it that the believer, he does not miss this month, and rather as it comes closer, he is more eager to see it and more ambitious to attain its blessings. It is truly a place of joy in the heart of the believer, and a time that he seeks out the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, by the fadl, by the grace of Allah, or His virtue over you, and His mercy. And His mercy is better. The believers will find in it better than anything from which they can accumulate. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has caused in these times more blessings and more virtue than anything that we can accumulate in this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it a month of mercy, a month of remembrance. It is the month of Al-Quran, as He alayhi salatu wasalam stated, and from the guidance of the Salaf was that they prepared for Ramadan 6 months in advance, making dua that they see it. And then 6 months afterwards, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he accept it from them. It is a month of khayrat, of many goodness, many blessings. And as we stated the hadith before, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said concerning this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for you days in your time on this earth. Days of blessings, so take advantage of them. And it is a time of da'awat. It is a time to give, yani to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and supplicate to Him. Three people, their du'a will not be rejected. The just leader, the one that has been oppressed, and the one fasting. So for the one that seeks goodness, then this is your time. And the one that seeks to stay away from evil, then this is your time. O you who seek that which is best, then come forth. And you that seek to stay away from all evil, then come forth. And this is a call that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls upon the believers. And from the month of Ramadan, or the types of worship of Ramadan, is Al-Qiyam. Al-Qiyam, that is to stand in prayer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Qiyam first, the fasting. The fasting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fasting brings forth the taqwa, the fear and consciousness of Allah. And that is because it makes the majari or the yani, the lifeline of shaitan tight around him. It becomes enclosed, that he might not run through your body as he used to. That is because the shaitan, he runs through the son of Adam like blood. And in the time of Ramadan, the place is for him to run through the Bani Adam, and the place is for him to find and penetrate his weak spots are enclosed, and they are harder to find. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes in a siyam, or it equates out for the believer that he becomes more conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fearing of him, because he has stopped the offense of the shaitan against him. And likewise, the wealthy person, he will start to feel with his brother from the poor. He will start to feel some of the pain that the poor have to endure and go through. And thus it becomes a reminder for him. And he increases in his help toward them and his sadaqah. And of course, this is from the fruit of taqwa. And this is what strengthens the taqwa. And it is one of its branches. O you who believe, fasting has been written upon you, like it has been written upon the nations from before you, that you may become from the muttaqeen, the righteous. Ayyamun ma'dudat, days that are counted. Yani, several, a few days. In it, the slave will find tazkiyah, and he will find nourishment for his soul. He will find in it that it refines his actions, that it brings them down. Yani, it refines his actions to do that which is righteous and stay away from that which is sinful. And this is such as the Hajj. This is similar to the Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the Hajj an obligation upon the believers, and in it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands them that they do not do rafath or fusuq, that they do not do shameful things, nor do they sin outwardly to outwardly. And likewise, this is an effect that the siyam will have upon the people. For siyam, the one fasting, cannot do these things. He cannot approach sinfulness. He cannot approach shameful or foolish things in a siyam. It is a time that the person is to refine himself, to do that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and increase in that. Yani, for instance, the person, he is fasting from the food and drink, which in general is halal. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confines him not to eat and drink that which is halal, all about that which is already haram. The slave is to be even more cautious of going forth with that which is haram. As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, which means, whoever does not leave the statement that is false and the action upon it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no need for his abstaining from food or drink. Because he has not abstained from that which is haram. So his abstaining from that which is halal is worthless. The one who has prohibited upon you eating and drinking in the month of Ramadan, while in general or in other months it is halal, what do you think he would say about you doing that which is haram all year long? That is first and foremost to be avoided. And the slave is to stay away from everything that will anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month. He is to fast from everything that will anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way. He's fasting with his eyes, not to look upon that which is prohibited. He's fasting with his tongue, not to say that which is no need to say, nor to say that which is false, nor to spread rumors, nor to spread al-ghiva, backbiting, nor namima, slander. Nor should he listen to that which is haram, music, or people coming forth with rumors and slander and gossip. The slave is to fast from that with his ears. He is to fast with his hands from touching that which is haram, or hurting someone with them. He is to fast with his feet from walking toward that which is haram. He is to fast with his whole body from everything that will bring upon him the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The slave is to be a abd, a slave to Allah, in all aspects of his life. This is throughout the year, but especially in the month of Ramadan, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easier by clamping down the devils. The Salaf used to be of the righteous people throughout the year, and this is well known, except that they used to increase a multitude of actions in the month of Ramadan. The Salaf used to increase in their actions of generosity, their actions toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reciting of the Qur'an, the Qiyam, and so forth. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for instance, let you know how the Salaf used to be in the general time, in the normal time, any other given day other than Ramadan. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he came and met with his companions one day. And from the companions of those which we would call the Akabir, the most senior, the most loved from amongst them. Amongst these companions was Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked the people, he said, who of you today fasted? And Abu Bakr said, me. Who of you today followed the janazah? And Abu Bakr said, me. Who of you today visited the sick person? And Abu Bakr said, me. Who of you today fed the poor or the needy? And Abu Bakr said, me. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, these things have not come into a slave yet, majtama'na. They did not be combined in one single slave, except that he entered any of the 8 doors of paradise that he wished. Any of the 8 doors this person wishes to enter in, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened that opportunity for him. And everyone will be driven for what he was created for. This is a month that opportunity must be taken. It is not just a month of not eating and drinking. It is not a month that people make out to eat and drink and sleep, entertain themselves and pass time. This is not how the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it. It was a month of jihad. It was a month of struggle. It's a month of giving. It's a month of being hungry and staying awake. It's a month of fasting and reading the Quran. It is the month of feeding the people. In this month, they increased in their actions. And of course, from the things that they used to love to do was recite the Quran. This was one of the activities that the companions, and especially the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, they used to increase in Ramadan. Jibreel alayhi salam would come down every year and go through the Quran with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the year of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's death, at Ramadan, he came down twice to recite it upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and study it with him. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to stand in Qiyam till his feet would blister. And he is the one, as we know, his sins were forgiven, those that had preceded and those that had come after. He alayhi salatu wa salam would read in any given rak'ah at least 200 verses. You can equate that out to the surah of Al-Imran. The Salaf used to stand up long nights. Their qiyam would be long, until the point that many of them would have to support themselves upon sticks and canes, that they could continue to stand up. They would stand up to the point that maybe fajr would come upon them. They would fear that the suhoor had passed them by. They would have to stop just so they can stop for suhoor and fajr. It was a month for them of generosity and giving like the wind, feeding the poor, doing extra. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, saying, in Jannah are rooms. You can see the inside of them from outside, and you can see the outside of them from inside. These were special rooms. So he was asked, who are these rooms for, Ya Rasulullah? He said it was for the one, من ألان الكلام, who made his speech lenient with the people, and whoever fasts, and whoever spreads the salam, these rooms were made for them. And whoever, عفوان, and whoever gave the food to eat, and he fed the people. ووافل الصيام, and he continuously made his fasting. The one who was lenient with his words, the one who spread the salam amongst the people, the one who fed the food, and the one who continuously fasted, and these rules were for him. You can see them. You can see the outside of them from inside, and the inside of them from outside. Very special room. Ya Ikhwani, from what the slave does, is he can train his body. His body will be trained to that which he trains it to. If the person is to train his eye to sleep, it will continue to sleep. But if he trains himself to stay up at night, he will stay up. If he trains himself to eat a lot, then he will eat a lot. And if he trains himself to suffice with little, he will suffice with little. This is how the body functions. And this is what the Salaf used to do. They used to train themselves in this manner, not to have much, not to need much, not to sleep much. And this was from the sayings, one of the sayings of the Salaf, the scholars of the Salaf, that the body will do as it is trained. If you teach it to sleep, the eye will sleep. And if you teach it to wake, the eye will wake. Ramadan is a time for, it is a place to compete. Compete for that which is good. Compete in your fasting, in doing that which is righteous. In standing for prayer, in reading the Quran. The Salaf used to now, at this time of month, the month of Ramadan, discontinue all classes, saying this is a month of recitation of the Qur'an. This is the month for the slave to read. Some of them would read it in one day, some 10, some, three, some 10. These were the positions of Imam Malik, Shafi'i, and Al-Awza'i, and other than them, they would race to read the Qur'an and finish it. Likewise, Ikhwani, the time of Ramadan is a time for Umrah. It is a good time to do Umrah. The Messenger ﷺ said in a hadith, which means Umrah in Ramadan can equate out to a pilgrimage, a Hajj. In one narration, a Hajj with me, with the Messenger ﷺ. And from that, Ikhwani, the Messenger ﷺ, he used to pray Fajr and sit in his musalla, in his place of prayer, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the sun rose. After it would rise, he, alayhi salatu wasalam, would get up and pray. He would pray two rak'ahs and said, this equates a hajj. And he'd say, tam, three times. Complete hajj, three times. So what about doing this in the month of Ramadan? Likewise, from the month of Ramadan is to feed the people, to feed the fasting person. The Messenger ﷺ said, which means the one that gives food, or yani, he breaks the fast for the fasting person, he will have his reward, and nothing will decrease from the reward of the one fasting. The Messenger ﷺ would make i'tikaf in the masajid, he would reside in the masjid. In the last year of his life, alayhi salatu wasalam, in the last Ramadan of his life, he stayed in the masjid for 20 days. He would never be in the masjid making i'tikaf except while he was fasting. And he, alayhi salatu wasalam, said, the Sheikh said something here that he would not, while in i'tikaf, he would not have the relations with his wives. He would make khalwa with them. He would be in private with them at times, in the masjid. He said, but this was not like the khalwa of the Sufis. It's not like the khalwa the Sufis have with the women. They're underground in the dark corners, and nothing is between them and that woman but the shaitan. It was not like this. Again, Ikhwani, the person, what he trains himself for, what he trains his body for, it will oblige. It will be in following. Train the eye to stay awake, it will stay awake. Train it to sleep, it will sleep. And the Sheikh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di has statements concerning this, and from the strongest of what he said was, from what the strongest things that the slave can do in this month is a dua, supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the dua of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that he would ask, O Allah, I ask you to be firm upon the affair that he is doing, and I ask you to give me strength or give me the ambition to seek out that which is righteous. Or he, as he alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-thabata fi al-amri wal-azimata fi al-rushd. Ikhwani, from the biggest issues of ma'asliya, of sinning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is al-fudul. Al-fudul basically is something where you're doing more than needed. It is extra. Sometimes you can consider it extravagance. It is going, doing, saying, looking more than is needed. From the biggest issues of al-fudul is looking, al-nawar, and speaking. If the person can look and speak, he would never stop, yani. He does not stop himself. These two will never be fulfilled. And they are the widest doors of a shaitan. So the person is to control these two things the most. Because they are the biggest doors of al-ma'asiyah. They are the biggest doors of sinfulness. Holding back the tongue from that which is unneeded. Not letting the eyes let loose to that which does not need to be seen. Because, again, these will never be content. Wani, the Sawm, fasting is a school of manners. Is a school of good character, of having correct intention and being sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a hadith that is Qudsi, in a portion of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in a hadith from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever fasts Ramadan, believing with iman, وَإِحْتِسَابًا, accounting for his blessings, then he will be forgiven for him his previous sins. In another narration, whoever stands in Ramadan, believing and accounting for his reward, then he will be forgiven. The month of Ramadan is a month of patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a hadith Qudsi, which means all of the actions of Bani Adam, all of the worship of Bani Adam is for him except for fasting. Afwan. All of the actions of Bani Adam will be rewarded 10 to 700 times. Every good deed will be rewarded 10 to 700 times except for fasting. And it is for me, meaning for Allah. And I will reward it, I will give the reward for it as I please. No one knows the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless this person with. No one from the angels nor the messengers. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has that reward in hand for that person. For the fasting people is the door that they may enter from, called Bab al-Rayyan. And this is for the fasting people only. And the one that enters from this door, Bab al-Rayyan, will never, ever again be thirsty. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are capable of attaining the blessings of this month. Now he gives us the tawfiq. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we may read the Qur'an much, that we may use it as an intercessor on the Day of Judgment, that we had read the Qur'an and that it may intercede for us with Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us attain the reward of this month and do that which is righteous and best in it. And the Shaykh, he went on to make a very nice dua, very eloquent. And he then went on to say that he had to go and give a lecture to some other brothers in this city of Chicago, so he would not be able to entertain any of our questions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept his dua. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prepare us for the month of Ramadan and that we may benefit from it. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa iyyak. Assalamu alaikum.